To support our local dining scene, the 650 and Peninsula Foodist are teaming up to bring Peninsula Restaurant Week back for its second year May 13 to 21, featuring deals and special dishes from your favorite eateries between South San Francisco and Sunnyvale, as well as the San Mateo County coastside. Visit PeninsulaRestaurantWeek.com for a searchable directory of restaurants and more information on giveaways, or to sign up your restaurant to participate. Contact participating restaurants for reservations. View our roundup below for stories we've written on participating eateries, including Q&As with participating restaurateurs. Note: only restaurants that have signed up for Restaurant Week are listed below, so not all locations of a particular business are included. This post will be updated as more restaurants are added. Restaurant Week interviews Jetty Wave Distillery, Half Moon Bay. Distillery with Mediterranean cuisine. Half Moon Bay's Jetty Wave Distillery is making a name for itself through Moonshine Bevery. Georgian restaurant and wine bar. 4 years in, Bevery's quest to spread Georgian cuisine is only beginning. State of Mind's heirloom goat pizza. Photo by Magali Gautier, Half Moon Bay The Barn. American Farm to Table. Beer Garden Bonanza. 17 outdoor options for safe summer drinking. Los Altos Orem. Contemporary Indian cuisine. Good as gold. Orem chef Manish Tyagi chats beating critics' bad reviews and Bobby Flay 7 predictions about the future of dining on the peninsula in 2022. Seeing stars. Peninsula restaurants shine in the 2021 Michelin Guide 650 restaurant roundup. Hawaiian donuts and Thai street food arrive. While mainstays hibernate, State of Mind, and in Palo Alto. Pizzeria. What we're eating now. 15 local dishes to order for takeout during the coronavirus shutdown. The chef's bucket list. 47 peninsula dishes to eat before you die. Ostro at State Street Market. Oysters and raw bar. Food hall forage. What we ate at State Street Market in Los Altos. Menlo Park Bistro Vita. French bistro and bar. Menlo Park's Bistro Vita celebrated as Small Business of the Year. Cheese, wine and the best gelato. French-inspired outdoor market opens in Menlo Park. 7 predictions about the future of dining on the peninsula in 2022. The Refuge, and in San Carlos and San Mateo. Belgian beer, pastrami and burgers. Cheese, steak, whiz. A Philly Transplant's Guide to the Peninsula's Best Cheese Steaks. Hillsdale says hello to a modern mall food court, featuring Shake Shack, The Refuge and more. Meat in Heaven. Silicon Valley's biggest, baddest sandwiches. Pacifica Rosalind Bakery. Bakery and cafe. For the love of Philly. Meet the Pacifica baker striving for the perfect hoagie roll. 15 peninsula sandwiches we're craving now. What we're eating now. Wood-fired pizza and Singaporean satay in Pacifica. Tin Pot Creamery owner Becky Sinceri at her San Mateo store. Photo by Charles Russo, Palo Alto Bistronomy by Bame. Casual fine dining restaurant serving new versions of classic French dishes. Bame gave up 2 Michelin stars. Now it's reopening with a more relaxed approach to fine dining. Ferrari and Toyota. Meet the $15 sandwich from the restaurateurs behind Bame. Seeing stars. Peninsula restaurants shine in the 2021 Michelin Guide. 15 peninsula sandwiches we're craving now. Fantastic food courts and $50 burgers. The 650's year in Peninsula Eats. We are floored. Palo Alto newcomer protege wins Michelin star. Tin Pot Creamery, and in San Mateo. Ice cream. For the peninsula's ice cream guru, life after Facebook is soft and sweet. Food hall forage. What we ate at State Street Market in Los Altos, the chef's bucket list. 47 peninsula dishes to eat before you die. San Agus. Mexican cuisine and cocktails. Beyond Margaritas. How San Agus in Palo Alto is crafting a new Mexican cocktail experience. San Agus opens in Palo Alto with Mexico City street food, hot drinks for cold weather, a guide to the SF Peninsula's best toddies, teas and mulled wine. Mix it up. 10 locally made cocktails for your post-quarantine comeback. Wildseed. Plant-based restaurant. Town and Country welcomes SF's Wildseed, a 100% plant-based eatery. A trio of ceviche at La Viga in Redwood City. Photo by Veronica Weber, Redwood City La Viga. Seafood, cocktails and Mexican cuisine. Instagrammable eateries. The original art of Silicon Valley's most photogenic restaurants. The Restaurant Week interviews 2021 to 7 questions for Chef Manuel Martinez of La Viga Seafood. Seeing stars. Peninsula restaurants shine in the 2021 Michelin Guide LV Mar. Seafood, tapas and cocktails. Looking for live music? 12 must-visit destinations for dining and entertainment on the Peninsula Zarines. Indian and Pakistani food. Halal Fest wants to take the Bay Area's halal foodie movement global. The Chef's Bucket List. 47 Peninsula dishes to eat before you die. San Mateo Pinstripes. Italian-American bistro and bar along with bowling and bocce. Looking for live music? 12 must-visit destinations for dining and entertainment on the Peninsula. The Post. Everything you need to know about Peninsula Restaurant Week 2022 appeared first on the 650.